This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have an exciting guest. He is Ernie Blackman. He is the president and CEO of United Cannabis Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CNAB. United Cannabis Corporation provides consulting services. They have proprietary products, and they license those and their intellectual property to businesses in the cannabis industry. Ernie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me today.
You know, give me a little bit of background of yourself, maybe a little bit of background of your company, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
Absolutely. So I'm a 25-year medical cannabis patient for bipolar disorder and also for migraine disorder. Unbeknownst, obviously, to myself, that's just what I migrated to. And after starting using cannabis back in the late 80s and the early 90s, I never had another migraine, and I've not used any pharmaceutical drugs to handle my bipolar disorder. Got quickly into commercial growing with one of my partners, Chad Ruby, who's our chief operating officer. Moved out to California partially in the late 90s after Prop 215 allowed medical cannabis growing in some semblance of a regulated system. Ran a couple collectives out there, continued in the cannabis space and continued honing our skills. And then when Colorado decided to go with a fully regulated for-profit medical cannabis in about 2009, I met my partner on a consult in New Orleans, Tony Vizura, who's the other director of the company. And we decided to come out. We opened up River Rock Dispensary out here in Colorado. We started with two lights in a basement of a patient's garage and turned that into a $10 million a year operation in 60,000 square foot with three stores. During that course of time, we created our Prana Bionutrient Medicinals, which is our patent pending medications, and also our Act Now software program, which is a EHR compliant, HIPAA compliant software system that allows doctors and nurses around the world to cross-tabulate, see what other physicians are using and other medical professionals are using in the industry for different indications. We're also the in-house processor for Harborside Health Center, which is the largest dispensary in the world out in Oakland. Have very good reputation in the industry, and they've really, Steve D'Angelo, the owner and the founder, has really stuck to it through thick and thin, regardless of federal action and state action to try to stop him. We're really happy about being that in-house processor. We divested ourselves of River Rock in early 2014, took our IP, which is the Prana Bionutrient Medicinals and the Act Now system, and also a very large genetic library, and moved it over into the public company. And we've been doing the public company thing for the last few years. It's had its ups and downs. Lately, though, with the pace and the direction of medical cannabis around the world, we're getting quite a lot of opportunities. And I think being public is actually a great assist to that.
You know, make no doubt, you guys are in a very exciting space. But how is United Cannabis prepared in the U.S. market? You know, Ernie, there's 200. Last time I looked, there was 206 cannabis companies on the OTC markets.
Wow, that's news to me about how many they are, although obviously I see quite a few popping up every day. we just keep our head down and execute our business plan. A lot of these guys are fly-by-night. They're trying to get on the green rush. We do know and have dealings with several of the companies that we feel are real and truly doing good work out there. But I would say the majority of them are still kind of trying to find their way. And I would caution people about companies like that.
You know, I did some research on your company last week. And in 2014, you guys, the revenues were about $186,000. In 2015, it went up about 300% to about $562,000. And just in the first three quarters of 2016, you guys did over $700,000. What separates United Cannabis from your competitors? What can we see in 2017, especially in a metric growth area? Can you expand on that a little bit for me?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that separates us is the high level of expertise that we have within the cannabis industry. The three principals alone have over 70 years combined of working and using cannabis, and also the wide variety of services and products and brands that we bring to the table. We're a true seed-to-patient service, technology and operational provider.
My guest today is Ernie Blockman. He is the president and CEO of United Cannabis Corp. Well, they trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CNAB. I want to talk about some of your clinical studies and who you guys have been teaming up with. I know there's a ticker symbol CHIT. Can you expand on that a little bit of who you guys are kind of doing some kind of research together with?
Yeah, sure. So CHIT is a company out of Texas. They're a fabrication company, and they have manufactured a mobile container lab space for us that we're then going to drop and play into Jamaica with our partners, Cannabinoid Research and Development down there. Now, as far as clinical trials are concerned, we've partnered up with CaraMed, which is a medical school in the Caribbean. They do clinical trials all throughout the Caribbean, South and Central America. And they have a close working relationship, as do we, with the University of the West Indies Mona campus right there in Kingston in Jamaica. And those two groups we're working closely with, we've started our clinical trials, our LD50 trials down there, where we're getting our safety profiles. And we're also starting our pharmacokinetic studies, which will give us dosing, bioavailability in humans, and also safety, and allow us to move into stage two clinical trials, hopefully sometime early to mid next year.
You know, you had a big revenue growth from 2014 to 2015. Do you see that revenue growth continuing in 2017 and 2018?
Yeah, I really do. That revenue growth was largely on the back of our relationship with Harborside and what we're doing out in California. With California moving forward and having a larger and a better regulated system, we feel like that revenue stream will grow. We've also, in the last year, started a fairly large hemp operation here in Colorado that we're managing some extraction processes here. And then with Jamaica moving forward, we're very confident that within, say, the next quarter, we should have our licenses and be moving forward down there. So we do see a great potential for revenue growth over the next year.
You know, about a day or two ago, you guys came out with a press release with a major general from the Air Force, I believe his name was David Scott, came on your advisory board. What exactly is that going to do for your company?
Well, General Scott is a forward-thinking former military officer. He's held high rank. He's very well respected in circles. And I think he sees great potential for the management of long-term chronic pain within former military service members. Opiates were not made for long-term control of pain. They were made for short-term. And with cannabis, we can help with some of those patients that have built up an addiction or a dependence on certain types of medications, and also control the underlying pain and the underlying inflammation which led to that condition. And I would say that Dave said he's going to be our point man on getting those products and opening minds within the VA and within the military establishment.
Outstanding. That was the question that I was going to ask you. So where do you guys see United Cannabis in 5 years from now? And I believe, you know, through all this, we're just basically in the first inning or second inning in the cannabis stage across America with, you know, it being legalized in about, I don't know, 9 states or something like that. So where do you see you guys in the foothold of this whole marketplace?
Yeah, in the next 5 years, I could see United Cannabis owning and operating multiple medical cannabis facilities around the world, having several cannabinoid-based drugs in our pharmaceutical pipeline, and growing industrial hemp in many different localities.
My guest today is Ernie Blockman. He is the president and CEO of United Cannabis Corp. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CNAB. In closing, Ernie, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Yeah, I would say just be very careful when you're investing in this market. Check the credentials and the experience of the operators and the managers of the different businesses. It's really easy to put a great press release out there and say you're doing a bunch of things, but just do your due diligence and make sure that you're placing your money wisely with a reputable company.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. I wish you nothing but continued success, and I really would like to check back with you in about 45 days to see how things are going.
That'd be great.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.